Okay, so in case of time out, let's me jump to the conclusion. Okay, so basically there are two keywords. One is called commutation, one is called optimization, and we are talking about the state complexity between them, and the result is this. Everything is the same, and we have theta on all these shoulders of two. So notice for street we have we have a parameter called k, and the k can be as large as 2 to n. So for straight automata, then we have a k speed where k is big O n or k is small omega n. Okay, so since I have time, I will go through in details. So there are two fundamental problems in automata theory and arguably in many commutation models. So what is determination given automata A from automata B such that they have their equivalent? And the commutation makes find out B. We don't care whether B is deterministic or not, but we care about whether the language are complementary. So commutation solve the language containment problem, and which by and large is the model checking. So basically we want to see the system is contained in the specification, and this can be transformed to the this equivalence relation using commutation. And the determinization implies commutation somehow. So but determinization can do much more. So once you have a deterministic automata, you can do whatever you want. So for example, you can do the execution of game strategies. So basically efficient determinization also help for tree computations under certain game semantics. Okay, so this is the omega automata definition, and usually they have many conditions different from classical DSA and NSA. We have many acceptance conditions here, at least five common types. So generalized Bookie, straight parity, and Rabin. Okay, so basically this slide shows okay they are very good models to use, and so that's why the any complex problem related to them are still important. So for example, the straight automata express strong fairness conditions, and as a duality, the Rabin automata will express the fair termination. So here is the commutation complexity. Sorry. So in this year's CSL conference, we are going to have the paper. Basically, we're going to show the straight commutation complexity is this one. Notice the k can be as large as 2 to n. Here we have two cases. K is equal to big O n and omega n. Okay, so let's come back to the titles. Of course, yes, there's a help. So for example, the deterministic automata is not omega complete. So if you really want a Bookie automata, then you have to use a non-deterministic one. But what kind of help in terms of state complexity? That's the question we are interested in. So is determinization really much harder than computation? Not much in the case of Bookie, as the evidence has mounted, and absolutely zero in the case of NFA versus DSA, as shown by 78. Okay, so here is the current state of determinization complexity. You can see it, except for Bookie, for all these richer automata with richer conditions, basically they are all minions of straight. So we have this upper bound nk, a log nk on the shoulder of 2. But the corresponding lower bound actually established for the computation, because determinization implies computation. So let's solve the straight determinization problem. So in searching for computation algorithms, we use the two tree structures. One is called top, one is called it. So top actually counting numbers of a certain matrix, and we find out this top are very similar to separate trees, to certain part of separate trees. For Bookie determinization. So that makes us wondering whether it plays a role in separate trees for straight determinization. which is a generalization by Seffer in 92 from the Seffer trees for bookie decolonization. So a good answer is yes. So here is the roughly the division of complexities. So we have roughly four parts. Seffer's original complexity is listed in the first column, and our input in the last column. So the red one means the dominating factor, and so that's the total one. And here we have this blue ones as ours, and you can see roughly we improve every category, and for the first three lines we get 2 to n log n, and the last one, the edge labels, we get the complexity as the straight complementation. So it's worth noting that node names actually there are two dominating factors in Seffer's original constructed node names and edge labels. Here we get node names to n log n. Okay. That's all. Thank you very much.